The chemical industry was once a cornerstone of Delaware's economy, thanks to giants like DuPont. But the bricks and mortar part of that business isn't what it used to be.
It's disappointing, but not necessarily totally surprising that they closed the Edgemore plant.
That's State Chamber of Commerce President Rich Heffron. He says the decision by Chemours, which spun off from DuPont in July, to close Edgemore does mean the loss of around 200 jobs. Those employees will either be transferred out of state or let go. Heffron says there are other jobs being created in the first state, but
these jobs aren't paying the same amount as the jobs that we're losing or have lost, and that's a concern. And manufacturing jobs are at the top of that list. In today's economy, they're difficult to replace.
Heffron says the state is doing a good job training workers in advanced manufacturing. It's even a class in some high schools now. Down the line, he hopes that'll entice businesses to create those jobs here at home. But this may just be the beginning of Chemours' exit from Delaware, says corporate site selection analyst John Boyd.
I think the next shoe to drop is this discussion of whether or not they will leave Wilmington and seek a lower-cost city for their headquarters.
Chemours hasn't said whether it plans to leave Delaware's largest city, but it is looking to cut costs. The company also announced this week it's closing a production line in Tennessee. Still, the company has pledged to remain headquartered here for at least 18 months.
So the state has some time here to offer Chemours new incentives, as well as prepare and craft a message to attract new ratables to the state.
Boyd says Delaware should consider enacting a right-to-work law, which says employees don't have to pay union dues in unionized workplaces. The Chamber's Rich Heffron says he's not sure if right-to-work is the answer, but he says the state does need to talk options.
We need to decide who we are, what type of industry we would like to have here and what type we'd like to attract.
For Q's, John Boyd says Delaware should look to cities like Houston, Oklahoma City, and New Orleans, which have established chemical industries and business-friendly state laws. He thinks Chemours might look there, too.